KC. 2018. Isn't that weird to say, Teresa?
It always feels weird around this time of year. Thank goodness we don't write checks anymore. That's what I used to always mess up on. Oops, wrong date. My money's no good.
By the way, welcome back. It was good, so good to see both of you again. How was your holiday?
Mine was really good. Tara was sick the whole time. Don't bring it up. It's a sore subject.
I was just so nasty. I got strep throat and then the flu. Nobody touched me. I'm the grossest. Well,
good thing it wasn't like your birthday or anything.
Oh, no. Or Christmas. Whatever. Who needs it?
I was kind of the same way. This is the longest that I've gone without talking to my daughter. She did call me on Christmas, which is a good thing. So I was kind of in a weird way all through during the holiday. And she's still gone.
I know. Who gets a two-week honeymoon? Man, that girl's lucky.
So, you know, I'm thinking, well, Teresa was reminding me, and I totally forgot. We're in Mexico in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It'll be, a week from this Saturday. Yeah. We leave on January 13th, and we are heading to the El Dorado Seaside Suites. It's an all-inclusive, adult-only resort. There was a story this morning in the news about how between now and March, the cheapest times to travel, airfare. You need to book a trip now, and so you need to call our friend Jay French at Ultimate Vacations because he can help you get a really good deal no matter where you want to go. And if you weren't lucky enough to jump on this trip with us, he can help you plan it. Maybe you want to go for spring break. Maybe you want to go for summer. Maybe you're planning for a honeymoon a year from now. He can help you with whatever, and all the contact details and everything are at mix93.com.
Did we mention it's 1 right now outside?
All of our little Mexico, everyone who goes on our trips, they're on a big Facebook chat, and Jessica just said, I'm so cold, it makes me angry, I'm ready to go. Yep, me too.
It'll be a good time.
Speaking of that, it is 1 right now. Yep. In some places, it's 2. Hey, in Lawrence, it's what, -2?
-4.
Good grief. Our high today is going to be 19, and this brutal cold is not just here in the Kansas City area. It's gripping a big stretch of the U.S., and it's going to hang around for a while. Forecasters say the weather will get even colder across the Great Lakes and the Northeast all the way into the weekend. They had a lot of those crazy polar bear plunges all over.
Oh, they were canceled, weren't they?
Well, not all of them. The one in Chicago was, because there was ice on the lake.
Jeez.
Yeah, we don't literally want you to plunge into an iceberg like the polar bear, so they had to cancel it. It will be Georgia against Alabama for college football's national title next Monday. Number 3, Georgia. Broke my heart last night after we had a very exciting game with my Sooners. It was double overtime.
27 yards put the Sooners on top. Deflected. Blocked.
What are you doing? That's supposed to be our field goal. What are you doing?
Direct snap. Now it's Michelle's turn.
Hopefully they won't score. We're going to triple overtime.
Gets to the edge. Sonny Michelle.
What are you doing? Why are you making a touchdown, Georgia? That's not supposed to happen.
That was one of the best football games I think I've ever seen.
It really was a great game. And last night I noticed a lot of my friends from Oklahoma were being very positive, saying, I'm still proud of you Sooners. What a great season. What a great game. But then this morning as I watch all of the recaps and they're talking about Georgia and Alabama, it hurts my heart.
I mean, to me, that was a national championship football game.
It was a really, really good game last night. And then Alabama, of course, they took care of business against number 1 Clemson. Sorry, Toby. 24-6. That's his team, isn't it?
Oh,
Clemson, yeah. That was the Sugar Bowl last night. And here are, as we move into 2018, starting a brand new year, we're all starting fresh, there are 20 things that are actually turning 20 years old this year, and it should make us all feel really nice and old. The very first Harry Potter book, not the movie, the book, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. It was released in America in 1998 after it came out in the UK the year before. And of course, the rest is history, huge successful books, and all these little spin-off things, and all the movies. Google launched on September 4th, 1998, although I don't think I really discovered it till about 2000, 2001, and of course then it became a verb. Just Google it. Yep. Dawson's Creek, remember that show? It premiered on January 20th, 1998. Other TV shows that premiered 20 years ago, Sex and the City, that 70s show, TRL, Will and Grace, and The Challenge on MTV. The Furby hit shelves in 1998. So did the board game Cranium and the Game Boy Color. Oh my God, that's such outdated technology now. Armageddon was the top movie 20 years ago. And of course, this was the moment where Bruce Willis tricks Ben Affleck. He's going to go ahead and he's going to detonate the bomb on the asteroid.
Daddy, no!
Yeah, poor Liv Tyler. Daddy's not coming home. But I love you like a son, AJ. We are saps when we watch that movie.
I mean, seriously.
And every time it comes on, I watch it with intensity as if I don't know what's going to happen every single. I will be late for an event because I am watching that stupid movie. Also in 1998, Saving Private Ryan came out. There's Something About Mary, Mulan, Shakespeare in Love, and The Truman Show. And my personal favorite, September 5th, 1998. I walked down the aisle to this song. Not really. I just used some of the instrumental. I used some of the instrumental music for when my grandmother walked down the aisle. It was very beautiful. I did not actually play this song. But, yeah, I will celebrate my 20th anniversary in September this year. Can you believe
that?
And you said it wouldn't last.
Come on, drop it.
Let's go.
I need that.
Mix 93.3.